Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you all, and welcome to Prophecy Night. I'm your host here on Blog Talk Radio, Prophetess Ellen Bynum. I'd like to say hello to those that are calling into the show or listening into the show for the very first time. I can promise you that you are not here by accident. I would like to take acknowledgement to all those that are waiting in the switchboard. Area code 904, I see you. 832, God bless you as well. My private call, God bless you too. I will be opening up the phone line to you shortly. I thank God for being here tonight because not only I'm going to give you the word of the Lord, but God has been dealing with me about life and death for those that are listening live. If you'd like to call into the show to receive your prophecy, you may do so by dialing area code 347-884-9664. And also, if you'd like to message me, you can do so right on Facebook at First Lady Prophetess Ellen Bynum. Once again, God bless you all, and I thank you all for just being here to really hear what God is going to speak on this hour. Also to my listeners that are listening via internet and even those that will come into the archives, I don't want to waste any time because God has given a strong word for me and everyone that is connected to this Prophecy Night broadcast. God bless you, our caller. Thank you for calling to the show.
Good to talk to you again.
Yes, God bless you. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
That's good. You come to listen to what God has to speak tonight concerning your life?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else you would like to speak with me directly before I release that word? Because when I do so, I will not be opening up the switchboard because I don't want no interference of what God is going to speak.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. Make sure you stay with us now.
Mm-hmm.
You there?
I'm here, yes.
Okay, was there anything else you wanted to ask me before
no,
I disconnect? Okay, I see you had a question, so I didn't want to leave you out. I want you to stay put, because it's going to be for you too, amen?
Amen.
Amen. God bless my caller. I remember speaking with him. You know, I thank God for vision. I thank God for clarity. You know, Wednesday, our relationship night, soon as I got off the line, the Lord began to deal with me about death and life are in the power of the tongue. And I don't know about you this evening. I know what God has spoken is for me also. So I just want to put myself now in your shoes and all my co-hosts that are listening live with me tonight. I don't know about you, but there's some things in my life that I specifically have to speak death to, and there are things in my life that I also have to speak life to. But the Lord began to bless me by showing me a revelation to my holdup into what God is doing. Now, if you just disconnect or you just got dropped, I'm encouraging you to call back to this Prophecy Night phone call because you'll never be the same after you hear the word of the Lord. Now, God began to share with me about a biblical story. And I'm just going to give you all the scriptures. I want you to take that, read that, and whatever is the death that needs to die within your life or someone you love, and whatever needs to be brought back to life, I want you to take the time to read Luke chapter 7, verses 11 through 17. I'm not going to read it for the sake of the show, but I want to give you what God gave me. So what I've been speaking through my mouth for myself, whatever it is in my life that I need to God. And whatever I need to be right, resurrected, God showed me revelation. And Luke chapter 7, it talks about this woman who's a widow. Now, if she's a widow, that means she lost someone who she loved. Okay. All right. Y'all caught that. Not only she lost someone who she loved, but she also lost her son that was dead. Stay with me. And Luke chapter 7, verses 11 through 17, it goes on in the story and talks about how, once again, here is Jesus doing the work of the Father along with his disciples. And wherever Jesus went, he had a posse. He had a crowd of people. He done so much miraculous work, people begin to follow wherever he went at. Stay with me. As Jesus approached the gate of the city where he was at, there was a dead man carried out. Now, this dead man was his widow only son. And even much of the people of the city was with her for this funeral procession because she had just lost someone who she loved, a husband. Bible didn't say who it was, but I take it as a widow, she lost her husband, and now she lost her son. Now, what triggers my spirit, the story goes on and say that Jesus heard her weeping. Jesus heard her crying out. He heard her to the point Jesus interrupted the funeral procession, touched the coffin where the widow's son was laying in, and the story goes on and say Jesus also touched the pallbearers, the people who was carrying the coffin. Stay with me. It ain't spooky, because they're going to help you resurrect what's laying in you dead. And the story goes on and say how the young man stood up, arise, and sat up and begin to speak. Okay, let me back up a little bit here. Jesus command the widow's son to rise, to get up. Kind of make me remember Lazarus, but I ain't hitting on Lazarus today. And Jesus tells the boy to rise. And the Lord began to show me how, yes, death and life is in the power of the tongue. But God goes on and share with me that people are dying today because of something or somebody said. God began to share with me about how the tongue can be a weapon of mass destruction. Help me, Lord. And how the tongue can also set up wars. The tongue also can bring death even to marriages and to family and to friendship and to churches and our careers and all the hope and understanding. And God began to share with me how the tongue can also mess up your reputation. See, it's not too often that we want to talk about life and death. Well, I'm here to tell everyone that if you're listening to this message, you're going to die someday on God's appointed time. And then there will be life that will be restored back into you on God's appointed time for whatever reason. Please stay with me. But people also live because of something somebody say. When you're using your tongue to speak light, the tongue can actually be a tree, a light for somebody in this situation. God began to say how the tongue can reconcile, meaning bring people back together in your life. God said how the tongue can also bring peace. God said the tongue can make marriages more sweeter, our family members more stronger, and the church more healthy. And God says the tongue can also give hope to a despair and understanding situation. That's nothing but the devil. I'm back, and this message is going to go forth. That's okay. The word of God cannot be lost. And then God began to share with me about, as I say, how the tongue can allow the church to become strong and healthy again. And God began to share once again how the tongue can give hope to a desperate, to a despairing situation, even spreading the gospel. And what's so powerful about this story that God has shown me with the widow who lost her son, who also had lost her husband, who I know she had loved dearly. God began to hear the woman crying, the Bible says. The woman was weeping. But what was interesting as I read the scripture, how it speaks about Jesus had compassion for her heart. I'm saying to you tonight, yes, right here on Blog Talk Radio, I know this is a word from the Lord if the enemy trying to kick me off the air. But I'm happy tonight that now I understand how to make manifest what I need to be manifest to die in my life. I know now how to manifest a light back into my life, because two powerful things that we can take from Luke chapter 7, verses 11 through 17, that the Lord has power even over life and death. The Lord was merciful because the Bible speaks about the compassion of our heart. And I want to rest right there here tonight on Prophecy Night. The compassion the widow woman had for her heart. And God said, the reason why what you speak does not manifest by my power, by my might, and by my will, because the same thing that you need life to, God said, the same thing that some things you need to speak death to, God say it hasn't happened because your heart is not right. I said, Lord Jesus, how could you say that? Father, I love you. What did I do wrong? But it began to have me to think. See, too often we don't take the time to listen before we speak. We normally speak and then listen. Well, the Bible say to be slow to speak and have the energy to learn to listen sometimes. So God say, I said, Lord, what are you trying to say before your power can work in my life? What are you trying to say? I got to fix my heart? God said, yes. You got to fix your heart, because not only God say I got to fix my heart, he said the reason why I had compassion for the widow woman, because the widow woman, I knew her heart. She had just lost her husband. She had just lost her son. But yet, in her heart, she didn't forget about me. And she still had faith. She still had trust in me. And I rose her son from that coffin. I interrupted the funeral service. Can you imagine God interrupting your funeral service to rise you and make you alive? And I said, Lord, I'm going to let the people know that stop saying death and life is in the power of the tongue, and you can't even blow wind from your breath. You can't even get a prayer through Nobody wants to seek you. Nobody wants to speak to you. Nobody wants to know you. But yet you want to speak all the good things about the goodness of Jesus and how you're saved and how you're anointed. God said you can have all of that and your heart be corrupted. But we deal with a merciful God that can overlook all our mess, a merciful God that can speak life. We all should have been dead. But at some point, God spoke life into our life tonight. And I'm here to say tonight, it's time for us to truly activate the power of God in our life. I can tell you right now, from the Spirit of God that rests in me, and as I share this prophecy with y'all tonight, many will not receive. Many have already made up their own agenda. See, I'm just the messenger. It is not my job to wait around, to wait till you receive me or receive the Lord that is in me. My job is to give the message and allow the Holy Spirit to work. What is it that needs to die in your life? What is it? Maybe you need to get rid of your children. Maybe you need to get rid of your attitude. I don't know. Maybe it's your job. Hey, maybe it's your marriage. Maybe it's God. See, let me tell you something. When you come last minute and when you come in between to hear God's word, automatically your heart is not right. Yes, I can say that. Because though the Bible scriptures does not speak thoroughly in Luke chapter 7, verse 11 through 17, I'm not going back over it again. Everybody know I'm here Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 6 p.m. It is your responsibility to seek God. Don't come for me. Come for the message that God has put inside me. What is it that needs to die? Well, I know I need something to die in me right now. I need something to die in me, and I need life back right now. And as I'm speaking, I'm holding up my hands. I'm not waiting until this broadcast is over to speak about, because the Bible says that the widow woman was weeping, and that got God's attention. But then the scripture goes on to talk about how Christ was compassionate because he knew her heart. And see, that's why death and life and the power of our tongue cannot be activated, because our hearts are still corrupt. We're still praying. We're still saying Jesus. We're still quoting scripture. But God was saying that your heart is not right. God said her heart was right. Lazarus' heart was right. Apostle Paul's heart was right. Peter's heart was corrupt. But God still has compassion for him. What needs to die in you? Everybody want to come for a prophecy, but nobody wants a word. Now that's revelation right there. Prophecy is the word. Prophecy is God's word. Prophecy is confirmation. Prophecy is revelation. You defeat the purpose. There's no power in you because your heart is not right. And as you read further down in Luke chapter 7, verse 11 through 17, it talks about how the word spread about Jesus interrupting a funeral procession. To arise the widow's son, her only son, the Bible says, back to life again. And I like what the scriptures say, that not only Jesus went and touched the coffin, hallelujah, he touched the people that was carrying. See, I don't know about you. I need God to touch my coffin right now. My coffin of my health. I don't know what your coffin is. I don't know what your funeral procession is. But as I'm speaking as a true prophet of God, you all is grasping this. I need God to touch my situation. I need God to touch the people who surround and who has been supportive and praying in my situation. I don't need no friends. I need the power of God to speak death and life, even for me and my situation. You would think out of all the things and out of all the miracle God disciples who pretty much just went just about everywhere with him. And even when he sent them out, he was still with them in spirit and in truth. And you would think for them to see all of that, we still read, even biblically, that every one of the disciples, they all had an issue of some kind. What gets God's attention? God said, what gets my attention is a clean heart and a right spirit. How do you expect to have power in your mouth if what you speak is causing somebody else to die? That's not God's doing. That's your doing. This is still prophecy. The devil came and knocked me off the radio 3 times. But God's word still got through, because now I understand how to activate death and life and the power of my tongue. God say, begin to have your heart right. See, too many times we weeping and crying out to God, but then our heart is not right. We taking things, accepting things, and doing things, but our heart is not right. Somebody say, favor is not fair. The prophet is here to tell you that favor is fair, because favor goes to them who have endured, who have obeyed, who have listened to God and obey his command. Favor is fair to everyone whom God giveth. And if God gave me this to give to you, that means everyone. 904-832-917. And our private call, that means two things. There's something there in you that you're going to have to speak to God and pray to God that he will give life back to that situation. Before some of you got on this broadcast, your heart wasn't right. Some of you on this broadcast and your heart is still not right. And now I can begin to speak life back even for me and my life. And I can speak death to what needs to die, that needs to go away, that needs no longer to be connected to me. I understand that scripture. And now you understand that scripture. Now God is going to look to you. And the truth of the matter, and I'm prophetically laying this on the line for you, I like, again, and I want you to go back and read it, Luke chapter 7, verse 11 through 17. I'm not going to read it. Jesus not only had compassion for the widow that was crying because her son was dead. When your heart is right, Jesus said, out of the abundance of your heart, the mouth speaks. Hashatakura. Hallelujah. Jesus go on and say, I hear you, Lord. A critical heart produces a critical tongue. Hashatababa. God say, some of you right now, spiritually, is dying right in ICU. Help them, Lord. But a self-righteous heart produces a judgmental tongue. And an ungrateful heart produces a grump of a tongue. But God says, every loving heart produces a gracious tongue. A faithful heart produces a truthful tongue. A peaceful heart, God says, I hear you, Lord, produces a reconciled tongue. And a trusting heart produces a encouraging tongue. Okay, prophet, I'm still lost. What is she saying? The widow woman's heart was right, was righteous. And because of that, along with her weeping at this funeral procession for her son, God goes over, hallelujah, and touch the coffin. Touch your coffin tonight, whatever it is. Might be with your husband, might be with your sister, maybe something you said, you know you was wrong, you didn't do right, maybe it's your husband, your wife, whatever it may be, whatever that coffin is, maybe it's drug, maybe it's heroin, maybe it's crack, maybe it's me, I don't know. Hallelujah. Touch that coffin. Allow the Lord to see that your heart is righteous. Allow God to touch your coffin and touch everything that is connected to that coffin and bring life back into you. I'm pausing quietly for a reason, because I already see the tears of many that is on this broadcast and will retrieve this broadcast. Cry out to the Lord tonight. You're still not where you need to be at. Your heart is still not right. And when your heart is not right, your intentions are not right. And I'm going to say this, and I'm going to end this broadcast. There's no place, listen to what the prophet is saying, there is no place in heaven where God will compromise. So you're compromising here. There's no room in heaven for that. There's no separate room for hating or haters. No, that's not heaven. Ask God to look in your heart tonight and ask God to restore your soul. And if there's anything that you said that did cause death to somebody, begin to ask God for forgiveness. You got to watch that scripture because it's a very powerful scripture. From my heart to your heart, God has spoken and the prophet has removed herself. God bless you all.